今天的讲题是将来的新地。
Today's title is The Future New Earth.
那么圣经里面有四处的经文提到新天新地。
There are four parts in scripture that speaks of new heaven and new earth.
两处的经文是在旧约圣经。
Two parts are in the Old Testament.
其他的两处经文是在新约圣经里面。
And the other two are in the New Testament.
那么旧约的经文是在以赛亚书第65章第17节和66章第22节。
The references in the Old Testament are in Isaiah 65:17 and 66:22.
那么新约的经文是在彼得后书第3章第13节和启示录21章第1节。
And the references in New Testament are in 2 Peter 3, chapter 3, verse 13 and Revelation chapter 21, verse 1.
在以赛亚书第65章17节这么说。
In Isaiah 65:17 it says,
看啊，我造新天新地，从前的事不再被纪念，也不再追想。
Behold, I will create new heavens and a new earth. The former things will not be remembered, nor will they come to mind.
然后以赛亚书66章22节这么说。
In Isaiah 66, verse 22, it says,
耶和华说，我所要造的新天新地怎样在我面前长存，你们的后裔和你们的名字也必照样长存。
As the new heavens and the new earth that I make will endure before me, declares the Lord, so will your name and descendants endure.
我们在新约圣经彼得后书三章十三节说
In 2 Peter chapter 3 verse 13 it says,
但我们照他的应许盼望新天新地有意居在其中。
But in keeping with his promise, we are looking forward to a new heaven and a new earth, the home of righteousness.
然后启示录21章第1节说
In Revelation 21 verse 1 it says,
我又看见一个新天新地，因为先前的天地已经过去了，海也不再有了。
Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and there was no longer any sea.
这四处的经文都是圣经所说的预言。
These four parts are all prophecies from Scripture.
那么预言神在将来为得救的人预备一个地方。
It's prophesying a place that's prepared in the future for those who are saved.
那么圣经也说旧的天地将要过去。
And the Bible says that the old heaven and earth will pass away.
新的天地将会到来。
And there'll be the coming of the new heaven and new earth.
那么将来的新地是神用火审判这个世界之后为得救的人所预备的一个地方。
And the new earth is a place that's prepared for people after the old earth has been burned up.
然后新天新地是神应许那些得救的基督徒所预备的一个地方。
And so the new heaven and earth is a promised place that God has prepared for those who are saved.
然后就如主耶稣在约翰福音第14章第1节到第3节所说。
Just as what Jesus said in John chapter 14 verses 1 to 3.
你们心里不要忧愁，你们信神也当信我。
Do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God. Trust also in me.
在我父的家里有许多住处，若是没有，我就早已告诉你们了。
In my father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you.
我去原是为你们预备地方去。
I am going there to prepare a place for you.
我若去为你们预备了地方，就必再来接你们到我那里去。我在那里，叫你们也在那里。
And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am.
那么主耶稣告诉门徒说，你们心里不要忧愁。
Jesus tells his disciples not to be troubled in their hearts.
应当相信他。
But trusting him.
因为他将会为他们预备一个地方。
Because he will prepare a place for them.
这个地方就是神应许的新地。
And this is the promised new earth.
那么将来的新地是神为得救的基督徒所预备的一个地方。
And the new earth is a place that God has prepared for those who are saved.
如果没有这个地方，主耶稣早就告诉我们了。
If there's no such place, then Jesus would have told us.
那么神不单在新约圣经应许我们。
God not only promised us in the New Testament.
那么同时在旧约圣经里面也应许我们。
But also promised us in the Old Testament.
应许把这个新地赐给那些相信耶稣的人。
He promised to give the new earth to those who believe in Jesus.
所以在主耶稣还没有道成肉身来到这个世界上之前。
So before Jesus became flesh and came to the earth.
那么在新约圣经还没有被写之前。
And before the writing of the New Testament.
那么神已经应许把这个新地赐给他的子民。
God has already promised to give the new earth to his people.
所以在主耶稣还没有诞生之前。
So before Jesus was born.
那么神的子民已经知道神将会赐给他们这个新地。
God's people already knew that God would give them a new earth.
我们在希伯来书第十一章谈到一系列的信心伟人。
And in Hebrews chapter 11, it spoke of the spiritual greats.
比如说以诺。挪亚、亚伯拉罕、摩西，还有等等的人
，such as Enoch, Noah, Abraham, Moses, etc.
我们在希伯来书第十一章第十三节到十六节这么说。
And Hebrews chapter 11 verses 13 to 16 it says.
他说这些人都是存着信心死的，并没有得着所应许的，却从远处望见，且欢喜迎接。又承认自己在世上是客旅，是寄居的。说这样话的人，是表明自己要找一个家乡。
All these died in faith without receiving the promises, but having seen them and having welcomed them from a distance, and having confessed that they were strangers and exiles on the earth. For those who say such things make it clear that they are seeking a country of their own.
他们若想念所离开的家乡，还有可以回去的机会，他们却羡慕一个更美的家乡，就是在天上的，所以被称为他们的神，必不以为耻，因为他已经给他们预备了一座城。
And indeed, if they had been thinking of that country from which they went out, they would have had opportunity to return.As it is, they desire a better country, that is, a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them.
所以这些信心伟人都在等待着去这个地方。
So all these spiritual greats were awaiting to go to this place.
也就是神应许那个新地。
And it's a new earth that God has promised.
他们把这个地方看为是自己那个永恒的家乡。
They consider this place their own country.
我们都知道圣经里面有不少的预言。
We know that in scripture there are many prophecies.
很多的预言已经被应验了。
Many prophecies are already being fulfilled.
但是也有不少的预言还没有被应验。
But there are still many prophecies that are yet unfulfilled.
其中就是这个新天新地的预言。
And among them is the new heaven and new earth.
我举个例子，比如说以赛亚书里面有不少的预言。
For example, in Isaiah, there are many prophecies.
有些预言已经应验了。
Some have been fulfilled.
也有不少的预言还没有被应验。
And some have not been fulfilled.
比如说我们看以赛亚书第53章。
For example, Isaiah 53.
以赛亚53章的预言已经被应验了。
The prophecies in Isaiah 53 has been fulfilled.
我们在以赛亚书53章谈到有一位救主。
In Isaiah 53, it speaks of a savior.
来到世上被人厌弃。
He came to the earth, was despised by men.
被人藐视，而且承受那极大的痛苦。
He was belittled by men and he endured much suffering.
那么担当了我们的罪孽。
And he took us, our sins upon himself.
以赛亚书被写的时候是在公元前500年的时候。
Isaiah was written in 500 BC.
那么当以赛亚说这些事情的时候，事情还没有发生。
When Isaiah spoke these words, things have not happened.
但是500年之后，以赛亚所说的预言应验在历史里面。
But after 500 years, Isaiah's prophecy has came to fulfillment.
那么在2000年前的时候，耶稣来到这个世界上，被钉死在十字架上。
2000 years ago, Jesus came to this world and was nailed to the cross.
那么承受了这个罪带来的痛苦。
And he suffered the punishment of sin.
啊，这个是2000年前所发生的事情。
This is what happened 2000 years ago.
已经应验了在人类的历史里面。
It has been fulfilled in human history.
那么刚才我们所看那两段经文，以赛亚书第65章第17节跟66章22节是还没有应验的预言。
And the two prophecies that we were looking at earlier from Isaiah chapter 65 verse 17 and chapter 66 verse 22 are prophecies that have not been fulfilled.
但是这些预言将会好像以赛亚书53章被应验。
But just like Isaiah 53, it will be fulfilled.
神所应许的必然会应验。
What God has promised, it will be fulfilled.
那么既然以赛亚书53章的预言已经应验在人类历史里面。
Since the prophecy from Isaiah 53 has been fulfilled in human history.
那么以赛亚书在65章、66章所说的预言必然会应验。
Then the prophecies from Isaiah chapter 65 and 66 will be fulfilled.
圣经确实是神的话语。
The Bible is God's word.
我们必须要相信圣经所说的。
We need to believe what the Bible says.
那每次犹太人他们见面的时候
，And every time when Jewish people see one another，
啊，他们都会用一句话 Shalom 来互相的安慰问安。
Their greeting is Shalom to one another.
啊，他们用这个 Shalom 是因为他们期望一天能够居住在一个没有罪恶、没有痛苦、没有悲伤、没有死亡的一个地方。
They say shalom because one day they want to be in a place where there's no sorrow, suffering, or tears.
那其实曾经有这个地方。
Actually, once there was such a place.
也就是神起初创造这个伊甸园的时候。
And it's when God first created the Garden of Eden.
那个地方曾经没有罪、没有死亡、没有痛苦。
The place had no sin, no death, and no suffering.
那么除此之外，我们知道伊甸园除了有树木、人，还有动物。
We know that in the Garden of Eden there were plants and people and animals.
啊，但是圣经说将来将会有个类似的地方。
And the Bible says that in the future there will be a similar place.
那么这个地方就是神为那些得救的基督徒所预备的。
And this is a place that God has prepared for the Christians.
在启示录第21章第一节到第四节描述到这个地方。
And Revelation chapter 21 verses 1 to 4, it describes the place.
我又看见一个新天新地，因为先前的天地已经过去了，海也不再有了。
Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and there was no longer any sea.
我又看见圣城新耶路撒冷由神那里从天而降，预备好了，就如新妇装饰整齐，等候丈夫。
I saw the holy city, the New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride, beautifully dressed for her husband.
我听见有大声音从宝座出来说：“看哪，神的帐幕在人间，他要与人同在。”我们要做他的子民，神要亲自与他们同在，做他们的神。
And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, Now the dwelling of God is with men, and he will live with them. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God.
神要擦去他们一切的眼泪，不再有死亡，也不再有悲哀、哭号、疼痛，因为以前的事已经过去了。
He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things have passed away.
那么这个将来的新地，圣经说不只是一个神应许的地，而且也是一个被更新的一个地。
The new earth is not just a promised place, but it's also a renewed place.
那么这个新地是怎么样的一个地方？
And what kind of new earth is this?
那么刚才我们所看的经文说明，先前的天地已经过去了，海也不再有了。
And from the verses we read, the old heaven, old earth has passed away, and there's no more seas.
那么先前的天地有海，但是将来的天地没有海。
The old heaven and earth has sea, but the new one does not.
那么这个新地跟以前的地不一样。
The new earth is different from the old earth.
啊，一切都是新的。
Everything's new.
啊，就好像一个蝴蝶一样。
And just like a butterfly.
啊，在一个蝴蝶还没有变成蝴蝶之前。
And before a butterfly is a butterfly.
啊，它的样子是这样的。
It looks like this.
有点丑怪。
It's a little ugly.
啊，是一只很丑怪的一条毛虫。
It's a caterpillar and it's a little ugly.
但是经过更新和改变之后。
But through the renewal and change.
啊，它变成一个很漂亮的一只蝴蝶。
It becomes a beautiful butterfly.
然后同样的，这个新地将会从这个地球而来。
Likewise, the new earth comes from the earth.
那么神将来的新地跟我们现在居住的地球有这个密切的关系。
And the new earth, it has close relationship with our earth today.
啊，神不会把这个地球废弃。
God would not do away with the earth.
那么圣经说他会把这个地球更新。
The Bible tells us that he was going to renew the earth.
那么成为一个很完美的一个地方。
And it would become a perfect place.
就好像神还没有赐给我们这个复活的身体之前
，Just as before God has given us a resurrected body，
他不会把我们这个身体废弃
，He would not do away with our body，
他会把我们这个原有的身体更新
，He would renew our existing bodies，
成为一个不会朽坏的一个身体
，To become one that will not decay，
所以。主耶稣第二次再来审判这个世界的时候
So when Jesus comes and judge the world again
那么圣经告诉我们很清楚他将会用火来毁灭这个世界
The Bible is very clear that he's going to use fire to destroy this earth
在彼得后书第三章第七节这么说
In 2 Peter chapter 3 verse 7 it says
但现在的天地还是凭着那命存留直留到不敬虔之人受审判遭沉沦的日子用火烧尽
By the same word, the present heavens and earth are reserved for fire, being kept for the day of judgment and destruction of ungodly men.
我们圣经告诉我们神第一次审判这个世界的时候他是用洪水来审判这个世界
The Bible tells us that the first time God judged the world is through a flood.
但是圣经告诉我们第二次审判这个世界的时候是用这个火来审判这个世界。
But the Bible tells us that the second time he judges the world, he's going to use the fire to judge.
我们神在第一次审判这个世界的时候没有把这个地球除去。
And the first time he judged the world, he did not dispose of the earth.
那么他用这个洪水把这个地球毁灭。
He used a flood to destroy the earth.
然后同样的将来神审判这个世界的时候
Likewise, when he judged the world again,
他不会把这个地球除去
He would not get rid of the earth.
那么他会用火把这个地球烧尽
He will use fire to burn up the earth.
以这个烈火把所有的东西都烧尽
It's a very severe fire to burn up everything.
那么圣经所说这个烈火跟平常的火不一样。
And the severe fire that the Bible speaks of is not like a normal fire.
每年的夏天我们都听到加州有这个火灾。
Every summer there's a fire going on in California.
其实最近的夏天不久之前就一个很大的火灾。
And fairly recently there was a large fire.
把这个树林甚至这个房子都被烧掉
and burned up forests and even houses
从这个电视里面我们可以看到这些已经被烧的这个地方
And from TV news, we could see the places that have been burned.
然后剩下来的东西都是黑黑的。
Everything's charred.
啊，有时候我们看到那些东西没有被完全被烧掉。
And sometimes we see things that are not burned up completely.
啊，就算地上的东西被烧掉，但是那个地还是存留着。
And even though things on the earth has been burned, but the earth still is still there.
那么同样的，当神审判这个世界的时候
，Likewise, when God judges the world.
那么圣经告诉我们，一切东西都被烧掉。
The Bible tells us that everything will be burned up.
但是这个地仍然存留着。
But the earth itself still exists.
神的应许必然会应验。
God's promises will be fulfilled.
神将会把这个被火烧掉的地球把它更新过来。
And God's going to renew the earth that has been burned up.
我们在使徒行传第三章二十一节这么说。
And in Acts chapter 3 verse 21 it says,
天必留地，等到万物复兴的时候，就是神从创世以来借着圣先知的口所说的。
He must remain in heaven until the time comes for God to restore everything, as He promised long ago through His holy prophets.
那么神会使到万物复兴，把成为一个新天新地。
And God is going to restore everything into a new heaven and new earth.
那么神要把这个天地复兴到好像之前他所创造的。
And He's going to restore everything to as His previous creation.
我不晓得你有没有看过一种车，被修整的那种车。
I don't know if you've ever seen a restored car.
这种车原本是旧车。
It's actually old car.
它是从一部旧车变成好像新车一样。
It was an old car, but it's been restored to be as new.
然后新车这个车身跟旧的车身一模一样。
The shell of the car, the old one and the new one are the same.
但是车里面的引擎还有它的零件是新的。
But the engines and the parts inside are new.
这种车是从旧车变成好像新车一样。
And these are old cars being restored as though they were new.
那么同样的，神将会把这个旧的天地更新成新的天地。
Likewise, God will restore the old earth into new.
那么这个使到这个天地归回原本神所创造那个样式。
So it will be restored to the way it was.
在启示录二十一章第一节说：“我又看见一个新地，新天新地，因为先前的天地已经过去了。”
And in Revelation 21, it says, Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and first earth had passed away.
那么在那个新地，我们将会看到新的山。
And in the new earth, we will see new mountains.
有新的水。
New water.
有新的树木。
New trees.
有新的花草。
New flowers.
还有新的动物。
And new animals.
那么这个将来的新地是神应许给我们的。
And the new earth of the future is something God has promised us.
是一个被更新的一个新地。
It's a place that has been renewed.
那么同时圣经告诉我们是一个家。
And the Bible tells us it's also a home.
在约翰福音第十四章二节主耶稣自己说的。
In John 14, verse 2, Jesus says,
在我父家里有许多住处，若是没有，我早就告诉你们了。我去原是为你们预备地方去。
In my father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you. I am going there to prepare a place for you.
然后主耶稣很清楚地告诉我们，他所预备的一个地方是一个家。
And Jesus is very, clear that the place that he's preparing for us is a home.
我们都知道家是怎样的一个地方。
We know what a home is like.
家是给人住的。
It's a place for people to live.
家是给人感觉到有安全感的一个地方。
It's a place where people feel safe.
也是一个我们可以安歇的一个地方。
It's a place of rest.
我们信靠他的人 能够等待去这个地方。
And those who are trusting him can await to go to this place.
所以在希伯来书第十一章，信心伟人都很羡慕去这个地方。
So in Hebrews chapter 11, all the spiritual greats were looking forward to this place.
他们把这个地方看为自己，好像自己的家乡一样。
They considered this place as their own home.
我们在罗马书第八章第二十二节、二十三节，保罗说明一切受造之物在叹息劳苦。
And in Romans 8, verses 22 and 23, Paul says that everything, all creation is sighing.
然后等待着这个身体得数。
Waiting for, the body to be renewed.
然后回到神应许去那个地方。
And return to the place of God's promise.
那么是的，人在世界上是叹息劳苦。
Yes, true. Men are sighing and, undergoing hardship through earth.
等待去一个更美好的家乡。
Awaiting to go to a better place.
我们每一个人都有自己的家乡，对不对？
We all have our homes.
我的家乡是在马来西亚一个市镇叫做和丰。
I was raised in Malaysia in a town called 和丰。
然后我是在那边出生长大的。
I was born there and grew up there.
那么自从我的父母亲搬迁之后，我就没有机会回到自己的家乡。
And after my parents moved, I have not had the opportunity to return there.
然后每次想到我自己的家乡的时候，我就很想回到那个地方。
Every time I think of the place, I want to return there.
啊，回到我小时候曾经去过的地方。
To go to the places that I used to be at when I was young.
那么一些我曾经在那边玩过水、捉过鱼的地方。
The places where I used to play in water and catch fish.
我想起这个家乡的时候，我就很想念这个家乡。
When I think of these places, I reminisce and like want to go back.
那么除了这个地上的家乡，我知道我有一个更美好的家乡。
And besides a home here on earth, I know I have a better home in heaven.
那么这个家乡就是神为我所预备的那个新地。
And this is a new earth that God has prepared for us.
然后我在念神学的时候，有一位同学。
And when I was in the seminary, I had a friend.
啊，她是从加拿大来的一位姐妹。
And she was a sister from Canada.
啊，她本身是从香港来的。
Initially, she was from Hong Kong.
那神学院毕业之后出来侍奉。
After she graduated from the seminary, she came out to serve.
然后不到半年就被诊断患上这个肺癌。
After half a year, she was diagnosed with lung cancer.
然后医生说她只有18个月的时间。
The doctor said she had 18 months to live.
啊，真的不到18个月，她就离开这个世界。
And she left this world before the 18 month was up.
那么在她还没有离开这个世界之前。
And before she left the world.
啊，她写了一封 email 给所有认识的同学。
She sent an email to all her friends from school.
然后在 email 里面，她说了这句话。
And in her email, she said,
我永远记得这句话。
I will always remember this.
我已经准备好要回家了。
I'm ready to go home.
那么这位同学知道她所要去的地方。
And this friend knew where she was going.
因为圣经说明这个地方是一个家。
Because the Bible tells us that this is home.
就好像这个地上的家乡一样。
Just as a home here on earth.
但是这个家是一个永恒的家。
But this is an eternal home.
我们圣经告诉我们这个家是一个有形体的一个地方。
And the Bible tells us that this home has a form.
有些基督徒想象到这个家好像没有形体的。
And some Christians think of this home as non-physical.
其实这个新地或者这个地在圣经原文希腊文是翻译成 GE 哦 ,GE, 啊。
And, the new earth, the earth itself was, Greek is GE, GE.
啊或者就是 geology 的来源。
Or it's a root for geology.
啊就是这个地质学这个字根。
So the study of the earth.
我在大学里面念过这个地 地质学。
And in college, I took a class in geology.
那么所学的就是那些泥土或者那些地质的东西。
It's about the earth and things about the earth.
啊，都是有形体的东西。
Everything was physical and had a form.
不然的话就不称为是地质学。
Otherwise, it's not part of geology.
啊，你学这个数学都是很抽象的。
Mathematics is fairly abstract.
那么圣经说这个新地是我们非常熟悉的。
And the Bible tells us that new earth is something that we're very familiar with.
好像我们这个地球这样有山有水。
Just like our earth has mountains and waters.
啊，有动物，有花草，有这个树木。
Have animals, trees, and flowers.
啊，可以看得见，可以摸得到的。
You could see it and you could touch it.
那么将来的新地就好像这个伊甸园一样。
And the new earth is just like Garden of Eden.
啊，比这个伊甸园更加的好。
It's even better than Garden of Eden.
有山，有水，有树木，有花草，有动物，有那些得救的人在那边。
There's mountains and waters and plants and animals and all the saved people are there.
那么这个永恒的家乡跟我们现在的家乡不一样。
But the eternal home is different from the home that we have today.
那个地上的家乡有很多不如意的事情发生。
There are unfortunate things happening here right now.
华人有一句话说，家家有一本难念的经。
There's a Chinese saying that every family has its own difficult book to read.
那么但是神为我们所预备这个新地啊。跟这个家乡，这家乡不会有这本难念的经。
But the new heaven and new earth and the new home would not have these difficulties.
因为启示录二十一章第四节告诉我们。
Because in Revelation 21 verse 4 it says,
神要擦去他们一切的眼泪，不再有死亡，不再有悲哀、哭号、疼痛，因为以前的事都过去了。
He will wipe away.He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things has passed away.
那么将来的新地是神为那些愿意悔改相信耶稣的人所预备的。
And the new earth is something that God has prepared for those who have repented.
那么神将会把这个地把它更新成为一个很完美的一个地方。
And God is going to renew and restore the earth so that it's a more perfect place.
那么这个地方就好像希伯来书圣经那些信心伟人他们所羡慕要去的一个地方。
And this is a place that the spiritual greats mentioned in Hebrews chapter 11 were desiring to go.
你所羡慕的一个家乡是怎么样的？
What is a home that you desire?
你是否羡慕这个地上的家乡还是这个永恒的家乡？
Do you only desire the home here on earth or the home in the future?
让我们安静在神的面前来思想今天的信息。
Let's quiet our hearts before God and reflect on today's message.
你所想念的家乡在哪里？
Where's the home that you desire?
是这个在地上这个短暂的家乡，还是那个永恒的家乡？
Is it the temporary home here on earth or the eternal home?
这个地上的家乡很快就要过去。
The home here on earth will pass away quickly.
但是神所预备那个家乡是永恒的。
But the place that God has prepared is eternal.
你是否有把握到这个永恒的家乡去？
Do you have assurance of going to the eternal home?
如果你没有耶稣，不可能会到这个地方去。
If you do not have Jesus, it's impossible to enter.
如果你还没有悔改相信耶稣的话，
If you have not repented and believed in Jesus,
我盼望你打开你的心门，让耶稣进入你的生命。
I hope you will open up your hearts and let Jesus in.
因为那个永恒的家乡是一个好的无比的一个地方。
Because the new earth is a way better place.
因为在那边没有一本很难念的那本经。
Because there's no hardship there.
一切旧的都要过去。
All things old will pass away.
神将会擦去他们的眼泪。
God will wipe away every tear.
不再有悲伤。
There will be no more sorrow.
不再有痛苦。
No more suffering.
不再有病痛。
No more sicknesses.
也不再有死亡。
No more death.
我邀请你考虑去这个地方。
Please consider going to this place.
天父，我们感谢你赐给我们今天的话语。
Father, we thank you for giving us today's words.
求主打开我们的心门。
Please open up our hearts.
遵守你的话语。
To obey your word.
让你的话语成为我们生命的力量。
That your words may be our strength.
成为我们在苦难中的安慰。
That it be comfort for us through trials.
主啊，我们要在你面前献上感谢。
We lift up thanksgiving before you.
我们将祷告奉主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.